The word of the night was compromise on Monday, as the Helisky Map Committee and community members attempted to work together on where Helisky activity should be allowed. It hasn't been an easy process. The current Helisky Map Committee was controversial from its conception. When two industry players who submitted changes earned seats in the group, one of them representing the general public, the question of conflict of interest overshadowed the actual work. Then, the process of reviewing map changes was slow to start. Several areas were punted to be revised before going to a vote. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is involved, mainly to advise on critical goat habitat. But they won't have concrete data on that until long after the committee's deadline has passed. At the last Borough Assembly meeting, Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said he's planning to draft an ordinance to get rid of the committee after this iteration. It's clearly not a perfect operation, but at Monday's meeting, one thing was clear. Community members and industry players were open to working together toward the benefit of both parties.
Anytime you compromise, people come together and compromise, you build the relationship that positive things can come out of. And, you know, a lot of this discontent between the industry and some of the other users, you know, I'd like to see it disappear and see us all come together a little bit more.
That's Sean Brownell, who owns Alaska Heliskiing and holds the industry representative seat on the committee. At Monday's meeting, he advocated for working together with residents. The biggest compromise happened during the discussion on one of SEBA's proposals. That stands for Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, another local heliskiing business. For the committee's purpose, the area is known as S3B. It's on the Chilkat Range, facing Chilkat Inlet. According to SEBA's owner and committee member Scott Sundberg, this is a spot that was historically used without complaint until the Heliski map was conceived. Now they'd like it back. But Haines resident Eric Hawley said this is one spot that local backcountry skiers would like to continue to access.
You get a really long run. You're actually about 6,000 feet up there when you come down, and you can, in a good year, you can go all the way up to the beach.
Sundberg agreed about the quality of the ski run.
It's a long run. It's got pretty mellow slopes. Most people can ski it. About anyone can ski it, really. It's not that steep. And it's got a great view.
He said this is a spot that has drawn business to Haines.
Some people that have skied around the world say it's one of the most awesome runs is out there.
One of the criteria the committee is supposed to be deciding on is commerce. Drawing more skiers to Haines is certainly an argument for that. But Hawley said spots like this one are why some people choose Haines as their home, contributing to the economy in a different way.
A lot of people live here year-round because they can do exactly this kind of thing. They don't necessarily have helicopters do it. And that actually creates a sturdy, very malleable sort of economy, something that is hard to quantify. People living here are spending money and taxes.
Neither party asked to completely exclude the other from skiing there, and they discussed creating a shared use agreement in the area. Here's Sundberg.
I'm a skier. I want everyone to enjoy the mountains. And that's why, you know, it shouldn't be just one or the other. I guess that's my... In this area, I think that places do need to be set aside for quiet recreation.
Ultimately, the committee voted to recommend the map change for approval, with the inclusion of a shared use agreement. That would allow non-motorized users, like backcountry skiers, to enjoy the run at agreed-upon times, without helicopter activity. This area drew a lot of discussion at the meeting, but the committee also voted to recommend four other changes to the borough manager for approval. Another was partially recommended. To see the areas the committee recommended for approval, visit this story at khns.org. The next meeting will be held November 21st at 5 p.m. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.